Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reeve Ethics. My name is Paul Fo. I'm a life coach, NLP practitioner, and entrepreneur. I'm going to be your host for this amazing program today. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Our Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Yesonwike, the initiator of Reeve Ethics. I'll be right back after this.
Our great and lovely people of River State, special greetings to all of you on this episode of Rivetics on Radio, our character building weekend show. In this episode, we shall be taking a close look at the principles of success. These are like fundamental laws that never fail whenever applied, regardless of who or what is in question. For success to occur, there is need to plan. You need to know where you are going, and how you intend to get there. We must plan out the steps or measures we need to get to our destination. To be sure, there is no perfect plan. This is because circumstances do change after a plan has been made, but if you have a good plan, it is easier for you to adjust and continue forward. So draw up a plan and each night review your plan to know if it is working out or if there is need for adjustment. The caveat is, don't let any day go by without working with or within a plan. A second thing is to get some help. It used to be that many people endeavored to read inspirational books authored by successful personalities to borrow ideas, but sad to say today, many do not find time to read at all. It is said that when you read, you add other people's brains to your own. That is to say, if you read the successful experience of 20 people, for example, you have same number of people helping you out on your way up to success. It is very advisable to read as much relevant information as you can get. Information is power. Nevertheless, wisdom counts. When it comes to sifting what you need from the flood of information you may get in order to apply the knowledge, be observant. It is also important that you take a keen interest in what successful people have done in the past and what they are presently doing. However, remember that no two people are the same. What works for A may not work for B. While it is good to make comparisons, it may be working against you if you make undue comparisons, especially comparing yourself with those who are very much higher than you. This will rather be a distraction on your way to success and could possibly discourage or defeat you. Be fair to yourself. Also remember to be proactive. Act on things before they act on you. Do not wait to get to the bridge before you think of how to cross it when you get there. Knowing beforehand that life is full of unexpected surprises prepares you to face whatever you may meet on your way to success. Take the blame and seek for the solution rather than blame others or pass the buck. It is in our best interest to open our eyes and minds to identify the limitless possibilities of success around us. When we do, the next thing is to dash to the finish line. Today's guest speaker is Mr. Paul Fo, a renowned motivational speaker, businessman, and UK certified life coach. He shall be discussing a very interesting topic titled The Principles of Success. Please pay close attention and ensure to utilize the great lessons he will be sharing. Our good people of River State, always do let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't sit, there are things to be done. Every day. With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and I am Paul Foe, your host for today. I will be speaking on the principles of success. I love this topic, you know, very nice. All right, we live in very, very interesting times, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very interesting times. This is a time where we can all make our dreams come true, regardless of how difficult or challenging the situation or the condition is right now. But for you to make that dream come true, you need to understand that success has certain principles. And principles are things that work for people regardless of their race, their color, or their creed. For example, there is the principle called gravity. No matter how intelligent or educated you are, if you jump down from a three-story building, you will crash. No matter how illiterate you are, if you jump down from a six-story building, you will also crash, because you are subject to the principle or the law of gravity. Success also has certain principles. It's like a code. If you put the principles to work consistently, you will produce the results. So let's get into some of the principles. The first principle of success is to accept personal responsibility. That's the first principle. Is to accept personal responsibility. Personal responsibility simply means that you get to a stage in your life whereby you stop blaming other people for why you're not moving the way you want to move with your life. Because I tell people all the time, no, blaming people doesn't really change the situation. It makes you feel good, but it doesn't really change the condition. So the first principle there is for you to accept personal responsibility, that if your life is going to change, it is up to you. That's the first principle. But the second principle is very important also. It's called clarity of the outcome. I'll take it again. Clarity of the outcome. In other words, what do you want? You see, a lot of people know what they don't want, but they don't know what they do want. What do you want financially? What do you want in your relationship? What do you want in your health? A lot of people know what they don't want. I don't want to be broke. That's not what you want. What do you want? Your ability to define specifically what you want is one of the keys to success. For example, you ask some people, how much do you want to make this year or 2017? Say, I want to make, they'll say, I want to make a lot of money. A lot of money is not a goal. If you give someone 2,000 naira, they're just 2,000 naira richer than they were yesterday. How much is a lot of money to you? Is it 1 million naira? Is it 500,000 naira? What do you want? Say, I want to go into business. What kind of business do you want to go into? What industry do you want to go into? Say, I want a job. What kind of job do you want? How much do you want to be paid? You need to be specific about what it is that you want. Why is that important? It is important because of a lot of reasons. Why is it important? For example, I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Have you ever decided to buy a particular car or a particular phone or a particular shoes, and before long you started seeing that car or that phone all over the place? Has that ever happened to you before? I think it has. The reason why that happens to you is because the moment you say this thing is important to you, you became aware of that thing in your environment. I say to people all the time, whatever you want specifically also wants you. Whatever you want specifically also wants you. So you need to be clear about what it is that you want. Write down what it is that you want. Now, when you know what you want, you become like a living magnet. You know, we are like magnets. We attract into our lives the people, the events, and the circumstances that are consistent with the desires that we have on the inside of us. So you need to be clear about what it is that you want. Write it down. What do you want in all the aspects of your life? Your health, your relationship, your finances, your work life, your career. What do you want? And you need to be specific about it. I want a promotion. That's fine. Promotion to what? What do you want specifically? I mean, that reminds me of a guy that someone was interviewing for a job. And the man asked the young man, says, where do you see yourself in this company in the next 5 years? He said, sir, on your seat. I mean, that's some form of clarity. But you need to be clear about what it is that you want. So write down what you want. Get a notebook, get a journal. I have a journal with me in front of me here that I carry all over the place where I go to. So I write down, what do you want? Write it down specifically. Write down what you want specifically. Now, after knowing what it is that you want, it's not enough for you to know what you want. The next thing that you want to do is that you need to believe that that which you want, you can accomplish it. It's not enough to know what you want, but you must have that belief that what you want, you have the capacity to accomplish it. And a lot of times, our beliefs are formed by what we see and what we hear. I'm reminded of the story of a mathematics professor. And he walked into a class and he told all the students in the class, I said, class, this mathematical problem on the board, nobody can solve it. And they all tried to solve it, nobody could. And when the man was about to close the class, he discovered that one student was still writing. And then the student said, sir, please, I'm begging you, give me another 3 minutes and I'll be done. He obliged the student, he waited. And when the student was finished, the student brought his paper to the professor. The professor looked at the paper and looked at the student. He looked at the paper again and looked at the student. And then he asked the student that, young man, were you in class when I said that this mathematical problem, nobody can solve it? He said, no, I was not in class. I'm sorry, sir. I had a flat tire. I came in late. Whoa! So the reason why he solved the mathematical problem was because he did not hear that it was impossible to solve it. So a lot of times, what we believe about what is not possible for us, you know, as young people and as business owners, is because of what we have heard consistently. You want to separate yourself from negative people because people have a capacity to influence you. The third principle of success is your association. It's your association. It says, if you walk with the wise, you will become wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. You know, that's very, very critical. But I'll be right back after this.
Come, come, my friend. There is no zero man. Everyone has got some talent. Take time, you'll discover yourself, and you'll make your life a better one. Every human being has a talent. Why not discover your talent and use it for yourself and the service of your people? Use your talent, start today, and we'll all live the peaceful way.
Welcome back to Reef Ethics. My name is Paul Fo, and I'm still your host for the day. I also want to thank Our Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Iberichi Yeson-Wike, for initiating this program, Reef Ethics. All right, so back to what I was talking about. Your associations. Who you hang around with matters a lot. They say, if you lie down with dogs, you might stand up with fleas. Your environment, your friendship affects your results. They tell us that in all human brains, there's something called a mimicking neuron, something that mimics the environment. That's how children learn how to talk. That's how children learn how to walk, because they mimic what they see around them. If you hang around with lions, you will roar someday. I tell people all the time, if you hang around successful people long enough, before long, you yourself will become a success. So choose your companies deliberately, because you have a tendency to operate at the level of the company that you hang out with. Now, one of the most powerful things that you and I have as human beings is the power of choice. You can choose who you can be friends with. So I want to encourage you today. Choose your friends wisely, because they have the ability to influence your choices and your ultimate outcomes in your life. Other principle of success that we'll be talking about here is your ability to communicate, your communication skills. As a young person, you must learn the art and the science of being able to communicate your ideas to your bosses, ideas to your customers. Your ability to talk is very, 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 very critical. Because you find out that some people might not be as talented as you, but the issue is that they have more capacity to communicate their ideas clearly. So you want to study the art of communication skills. It is very, very, very important. And they tell us that in communication is key. In fact, words have the power to transform nations. Words have power to transform relationships. Words have power to build relationships. Words have power to destroy relationships. So you want to work on your ability to communicate effectively. So read books on personal communication. The other principle of success that we'll be talking about is hard work. Ah, I love this. We live in a time where young people don't like to work anymore. But if you want to be successful, you must put in the time, put in the hours, put in the hard work, because hard work always benefits people who work hard, especially as young people. Don't be among the people that come to work late and want to leave early. It's very funny. Some people come to work late and they want to leave early. So work hard, put in the hours there. They say the average millionaire in America works over 40, 50 hours a week. So you want to put in the hard work. It's very, very important. Next, you must build your network. Oh, I love this. They say your network will determine your net worth in life. Your network of relationship, who you know, is very, very critical. So you build network. And in building relationships, it's not about what the people can do for you, but what you can do for other people. And I'll be right back after this.
Time is money. In other words, you lose time, you lose money. Develop yourself to money input as well as time input. To build a great nation, we must use time properly. Time is a precious element of life. Used well, it generates wealth. Don't spend your precious time doing things that get you nowhere. Time, time, time is money.
Welcome back to Reeve Ethics. And I still remain Paul Fo, your host for today's episode. Next point, which is the next principle of success, is you need to learn how to write down your goals. Very, very critical. Write it down. Document. Because if your life is important, it is critical that you document down your goals. So get a notebook and write down the things that you want to accomplish. Write down your goals and write your goals down specifically. Write down your goals and read your goals to yourself again and again and again. And when you do that as a young person, guess what? Your life begins to move in the direction of the things that you want. I mean, I used to sell recharge card in this city. I was selling recharge card in Emekoku Street. As a matter of fact, I was hawking recharge card. I went to the University of Science and Technology, RUST, UST. As a graduate, I was selling recharge card on the street of Port Harcourt. But you know when I was doing that selling recharge card? I still wrote down my goals. I said, someday, I'm going to speak around the world. I'm going to consult for the biggest companies around the world. I'm going to consult for governments around the world and around Nigeria to the glory of God. That is my reality today. So write down your goals, but read it to yourself. I still do that practice every day. In fact, this morning, because I usually wake up by 4 o'clock in the morning, I exercise in the morning, and I've read my goals to myself today. Before I sleep tonight, I'll read the goals to myself. Why is that important? When you read your goals to yourself again and again, you are programming your subconscious mind to become aware of the opportunities that will give physical expression to the dreams and the talents that you have. Because whatever you want also wants you. So write down your goals. But don't just write it down. Read it to yourself every time. Read it to yourself every time. And you start bringing in, you know, the opportunities that will help make it happen for you. Next point, you need to have a compelling reason. Why do you want to be successful? Why do you want to make it in life? Why do you want to buy a house? Why do you want to be successful in business? Why do you want to be promoted? Why do you want to buy a car? You need to have a strong, compelling reason. Why is that important? Because in this world, you'll be discouraged sometimes. You'll feel like giving up sometimes. You feel like throwing in the towel sometimes when the challenges of life come. Because the challenges of life, they do come. Disappointments will come. problems and challenges will come. People will misunderstand you. But the thing that will keep you going again and again and again is the clarity of your purpose and your why. Let your why be big. I have 3 children and I have a wife. That's my biggest why. So when I wake up by 4 o'clock in the morning, I go to their room and I look at my sons and I look at my wife, even when I feel like giving up, it gives me the necessary fuel and the motivation to keep going. What is your why? Is it to buy your mom a house? Is it to remove shame from your family? Is it to prove to those people that told you that you can't make it? You want to prove to them that your life can become a success. What is your why? Have a strong and a compelling why. Read your goals to yourself and read that why to yourself. You know what? In fact, let me just go back a bit on that goal. It's very powerful. One of the most powerful principles of success. Carry your goals with you everywhere you go to. Read it everywhere. Read it every time. Every spare time you have, read it. Why? When the goal knows that you are serious, it will make a way by the help of God to make it happen for you. And then finally, it's prayer. You need to pray about your goals. Pray about the things that you want to accomplish, because prayer is a major, major key to success. I flew to an African country for the first time to go and give a talk to a bank. And before that happened, I'd written it down as a goal, but I always prayed about it every time, night and day. And they flew me in 8 days, did a customer service training for this bank in this African country. I want to prove to you that prayer is another major key in success. So you need to get these goals together, read it, and pray about the goal, because prayer has a capacity, all right, to move you from where you are to where you want to be. All right, in wrapping up again, let me share another story about the power of the principles of success when you put it to work. Learn to do things for free. As young people, we always look at money, 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 money. Yes, I know money is important, but sometimes just do things for people for free and you'll be amazed at the opportunities that will come your way. A couple of weeks ago, I was invited to speak at a conference in the city of Lagos. I don't want to name the name of the organization. It's a big organization. They asked me to come and speak for them and they said they don't have money. They had paid me last year for the conference, but this year, they said because of the oil price and everything, they didn't have money to pay me this year. I said, not a problem, I will come. So I went to do this training at some big place in Lagos. There were a lot of people in that place. So I gave the talk. Guess what? I didn't know that some major oil and gas people were also there. Guess what? I got a call from another major oil and gas company to come and do some work for them. Why? Because I went there to do something free. Young man, young woman, money is important, but it's not everything. Don't ask for money for everything. Sometimes tell people, I will do this thing for you free of charge without any string attached to it. And God, in His infinite mercy, looking down from heaven, He will make a way for you. Because whatever you make happen for somebody else, God will make happen for you. We know that money is important. I know you need the money. Sometimes, forget about your needs and do it for the person free of charge. When you are done, go home. Go down on your knees and tell your God that, God, I did this thing for this person free of charge. This person cannot pay me. I know that you are the one that can give me the desires of my heart. God will make a way for you. Well, I hope you learned a couple of things today. This is the much that we can take today on today's edition of Reap Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective efforts to make our society a better place. Well, if you missed parts of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reapethics.com. I'll take it again, www.reapethics.com. To listen to or download all episodes, you are free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reap Ethics family on Facebook, on Twitter, via at Reap Ethics. And you can call our numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 080-891-77707. I'll take it again, 080-891-77707 or 090-291-777-06. I'll take it again. 090-291-777-06. Or maybe you can just send us an email at reveethics@gmail.com. Our email address is reveethics@gmail.com. This program is also aired on Saturday on the following station and times. This is wonderful. Nigeria Info, 92.3 FM. We air the program by 8:30 in the morning. Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM. We air Reef Ethics from 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning. Rhythm 93.7 FM. We air Reef Ethics by 2:30 in the afternoon with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Wazobia 94.1 FM for our Pidgin English brothers and sisters. We air it by 5 p.m. in the evening for the special Pidgin English version. And Treasure 98.5 FM by 6:30 in the evening, we air Reef Ethics. Until next time with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. I remain Paul Foe, and I wish you all the best in all that you do. Thank you.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.